evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 2/21. The year is 2020. And, you know, I remember that song from years ago. I won't say it exactly right, but it was like, in the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman will survive, they may find. Remember that song, old people out there? And the young people, I don't remember the name of it, but that was a kind of an interesting thing. And I'm mindful, you see, of the Deagle, D-E-A-G-E-L report. And allegedly this Deagle is a firm that does statistics and develops statistics and predictive statistical information for, I think, from what I understand, the CIA and other intelligence agencies. Allegedly they do that anyway. And if you remember that prediction a year or so ago from the Deagle report, that the United States, I think it was by 2025 or whatever, was going to have only, initially when they did it, 33 million people. And at the time, I commented on air and everything that that was approximately 90% reduction in population, which was exactly the population reduction you would get based on studies and what have you, if you had an EMP that knocked out the power grid and the computers and many of the cars and everything on the United States, that within one year, you would lose almost 90% of the population of the United States. So that was done in a study, and that study was presented to Congress in various forms. And you see, people, even though that was done, there's not been much done at all to harden or to protect against an EMP. And as I recall, at the beginning of the 2016 campaign for President Trump, he was aware of that, and that was to be some of the money that would be spent during upgrades to infrastructure, which instead of that, the demonic commie rats, the demon commie rats have chosen to, and now they're doing it again. It's Trump collusion with Russia, you see, and you know, impeach, report, you know, they have gone that route. And I will tell you this. Let's go to Jeremiah 21. The old scholar Temecula told me he was going to read this morning. And the word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord when King Zedekiah sent unto him Pashur, the son of Malachiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Manasseh, and the priest saying, inquire, I pray thee, of the Lord for us, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, maketh war against us. If so be that the Lord will deal with us according to all his wondrous works, that he may go up from us. Then said Jeremiah unto them, thus shall ye say to Zedekiah, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands, wherewith ye fight against the king of Babylon and against the Chaldeans, which besiege you without the walls. And I will assemble them in the midst of this city. And I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in anger and in fury and in great wrath, and I will smite the inhabitants of this city, both man and beast, and they shall die of a great pestilence. And afterward saith the Lord, I will deliver Zedekiah, the king of Judah, and Oz, and his servants, and the people, and such as they are left of this city from the pestilence, from the sword, and from the famine, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of those that seek their life, and he shall smite them with the edge of the sword, and he shall not spare them, neither have pity nor have mercy. And unto this people thou shalt say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. He that abideth in this city shall die by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence, but he that goeth out and falleth to the Chaldeans that besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be unto him for a prey. For I have set my face against the city for evil, and not for good, saith the Lord. It shall be given unto the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. And touching the house of the king of Judah, say, hear ye the word of the Lord. O house of David, thus saith the Lord, execute judgment in the morning, and deliver him that is spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, lest my fury go out like fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings. Behold, I am against thee, O inhabitant of the valley and rock of the plain, saith the Lord, which say, who shall come down against us, or who shall enter into our habitations? But I will punish you according to the fruit of your doings, saith the Lord, and I will kindle a fire in the forest thereof, and it shall devour all things around it. Ladies and gentlemen, the scholar of Temecula is right to point out old Jeremiah 21 to Hawk for you to read, because, you see, that's telling you that when a nation, or a city in this case, works evil, he's not going to do the saving of it. It's not automatically going to be saved, you see. No matter how much, well, I hope, it's not going to necessarily be that way. Now, what the Lord Jesus has told us, and what we've read many, many times, is in Matthew 24, isn't it? When I know you want me to get to all the hot news, but this is the hot news, ladies and gentlemen. The hot news is what the Lord Jesus has told you and laid down to you, and that I have been caused to repeat so many times. And I've asked, you know, I've always asked, Lord, give me a new scripture to read. Well, I got Jeremiah 21 tonight from one of his servants, suggested I read it, and I read it. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Now, is that very clear to everybody out there? And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And then that doesn't say, did you hear Jesus say, everybody who pretends to be a Christian is going to be raptured? Or everybody who's a Christian is going to be raptured. Or everybody who knows Jesus is going to be raptured. He doesn't say that. But what he does say previous to this . Okay, let's go back up to the top. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. And see that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. What's the cure for a famine? Is it having plenty of food? Is it having enough food to last a period of time? And should that be more than a week or two? Okay. I know that the CDC and those people say, oh, if you have a couple weeks of food, you're probably going to be all right, because that would be the time to where we can, if there was some kind of an outbreak, that we would have a time to bring in people and help, and you could, the people who got the disease could go to the hospital. Oh, no, there's only 900,000 or 974,000 hospital rooms in the United States. If you believe the numbers from, as I told you last night, Dr. Lipschitz of the Hand Chair of Public Health at the Harvard University, says 40 to 70% of the population of the world, is going to get this disease, this coronavirus. Gabriel Leung, who's a doctor and the head of public health in Hong Kong, says 60% of the population of the earth might get this disease. And then as more people get it and overwhelm the medical facilities and the medical number of people who are doctors, nurses, technicians, etc., then what happens then is, you see, then the army comes and contains and surrounds the hot zone. And then anybody who's sick on the inside in China is going pretty much quickly, and who knows, you know, they fall over on the street, they body bag them, and then if you've seen the pictures, there's pictures of like in a warehouse where hundreds and hundreds of body bags, yellow bags, are sitting right there. That's probably in a warehouse next to the crematoria. Then they got to move in 40 mobile crematoria, where the sign says for pets. Okay. They are going door to door. They're forcing people to hand over their dogs and cats and birds and whatever they got. Sometimes they have to take them forcibly because the pet is loved. And in America, you ought to understand that real quickly now, because they've tried to sell the idea of a dog as being the baby, as being a child. And then that way there's no birth rate increase in America in populations except the migrant populations or the illegal immigrant populations that are being brought in. They want them to birth up a lot of people. Okay? Why? Ordo ab caeo, and then they're more easily controlled if they're in a lower poverty situation. And the demon commie rats, of course, would make sure that, you know, it's the old story. How do you explain, communism or socialism, you know? Well, there's a farmer that's worked real hard all his life, and he, it's right on the edge of town, and he has, three chickens, all right? And then the people that live next to that farmer, they don't have any chickens. And there's three people that are living right next to him. So what they do is they take each one of the chickens and give it to this guy, the next neighbor, each one has one chicken. The farmer's got no chickens. Well, the farmer's got no chickens, you see, because it's so easy to have chickens. Yet this farmer had to work all his life to get the herd or the flock built up. I'm using lower numbers for just a stupid purpose to give you the bingo idea. So communism, which Bernie and Bloomberg, quite frankly, all of them are talking about, is something that, although they're not talking about it exactly, but when they say, like Elizabeth Warren, you got a green plan or this plan or that plan, it's going to cost $73 trillion. And how are you going to pay for it? You're going to take it from all the people with money. They say from the rich. Well, you take all the money that the rich people have, pretty soon the rich people are going to take their money elsewhere and hire people to fight you and kill you if you come to take their money. That's one of the reasons that Trump allowed to bring money back for these corporations without taxing it at the double rate. Now, what they did not do, what was in the original bills that were being proposed by then, I believe, what was his name, the guy from Texas who was the head of Ways and Means, who was very able, was his name Baker? I forget what his name was, Congressman Baker, I think. Anyway, they were supposed to tie getting that big benefit of having a low tax rate and allow them to bring the money back into the United States. They're supposed to tie that to some promises or guarantees that they would build a plant here and employ people in the United States. Well, that may or may not be going to happen now, but it's going to be disruptive because the Chinese plants, you see, are having a little problem, aren't they? And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. So what's a pestilence? Well, corona would be a pestilence, would it not? This coronavirus, COVID-19. That incidentally, I'm going to tell you just a little tale, just a little bit, because it comes together from stuff I've talked to you over the years. And in the midst of all of this, we talk about, well, this is all in China, right? Well, have you read the reports about 10 towns in Italy being locked down because the coronavirus death is in cases jumping in that area in Italy? Italy. So that's not China. So now let me tell you something quick. Dr. Cottrell, who Brother Hagman interviewed last, I believe, this past Monday, and if you can, go up and listen to that. The only thing I don't agree with so much on Dr. Cottrell is that he thinks that it was accidentally released. I think this was purposely released, and I'll just quote it in this fashion. I told you in the past weeks that I believe the corona stands for crown, okay? Population planet Earth, no more than 500 million in perpetuity and harmony. That's the Georgia Guidestones, right? Illuminati type people put that up, right? Well, that 500 million people figure that 500 million people figure is the figure that Thomas Malthus, who was hired as an agent of the British Crown and the Bank of England, to come up with economic theories, which some of them had already been proposed, but he encapsulated a lot of this economic theory, saying that the population of the planet Earth could only efficiently handle 500 million people. The British people, not the British people, but the British crown and royalty, and I've read to you Prince Philip's thing. I read to you even Ted Turner said that a better population for planet Earth would be 250 to 300 million. A 95% reduction, he told Audubon magazine a number of years ago, would be the most ideal. Okay, Ted, go first. Go first and take your bison with you, Ted, because they're obviously creating flatulence. He has a big ranch in Montana. Prince Philip, I read to you that the other night. He said that I would love to be reincarnated as a deadly virus to reduce the surplus population of planet Earth. Go first there, Princey. Go first. Take your people with you. Brother Bernie will take care of all your money and distribute it out to all the others. The thing that I was talking about was Dr. Cottrell. He mentions that this disease he can trace back to 2010, 2007. And right at that time period, there was an old guy called the River Pirate, who was a pretty tough old bird, you see, in the military, NSA type, that was on vacation in Berea, Kentucky, with his wife. And they were down there in Berea, Kentucky. They went into a parking lot of like whatever it was, a hotel, a Holiday Inn or some other motel. And Berea's got some nice ones on the road there. I've stayed in one before. And Berea's got a lot of caves and stuff down in that area. All kind of caves that have bats in them. But be that as it may, when they pulled in the parking lot, he noticed a long white van, not a conversion van, but you know the ones that are the hauling where you haul a lot of people, but it had the windows were blacked out or whited out, but the back of it was open, and there was, I told you, there was a red Chinese military officer in civilian clothes who had the surfer t-shirt from like Southern California, some surf shop there. And for old Southern California, you know, you might know that bird is bird. Bird is the word. Don't you know about the bird? Everybody knows that the bird is the word. Bird used to be a shaper of boards in Southern California. And was quite good at it when they were in the surfing heyday. Beach Boys, the Ventures. Dick Dale. Any old people out there? The Beach Boys, Jan and Dean. Anyway. So it all ties in, ladies and gentlemen. What I'm trying to do is to go slow tonight a little bit. Because in doing that, perhaps it'll sink in. I try normally to go real rapidly and to give you things that hot, but I'm trying to slow it down just enough to where you get it, to where it burns in, because, you know, I've asked the Lord Jesus, Lord, give me another scripture. He says, what makes you think that the ones like Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and others I've given you, what makes you think that the people understand those completely? Or John 14. Or about the faith of the mustard seed. Or the very fact that the Lord has given you dominion or power over the serpents and scorpions and over the power of the evil one. But here we are. Famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. So this pestilence, if we trace it back to that 2007 period, well, right before that period right there about then, SARS was, I believe, in 2003 in Hong Kong and in Canada. Primarily, there was some case in the United States, I recall. Now, I've talked to you about mesosilver, which is a nanoparticle silver, which Dr. Cottrell says is more effective as a homeopathic remedy against this coronavirus. It's a true colloidal silver, but it's a nanoparticle of a particle size, but yet the square, the amount of size of the particle is tiny, that allows it to pass in and go into tissue and things. Whereas other colloidals, the particle size is not as small. They're not the nanoparticles. But be that as it may, What I can make in the little beaker is not as good as the meso silver is. And the meso silver, just to let you know, Frankie Keys, his company makes it, purest colloids. Meso, M-E-S-O, silver. That was used in 2003. Unbeknownst to Frankie, the Hong Kong store or health food store or doctors there or whatever were ordering pallets of full of 5 gallon jugs of meso silver, pallet after pallet of it, and was used to help. Now, Dr. Fauci would tell you that, oh, it was their big presence, you know, the National Institute of Health and all the CDC and all that stuff that put it down. And maybe, because the Red Chinese, who owned Hong Kong at the time, came back and tried to buy Frank Key's company, Purest Colloids, using a high-powered attorney from the United States. He did not sell it, but they offered him a lot of money and to stay in this position, running the company at a big salary, but he didn't do that. So you should try to avail yourself of meso silver. And I would urge you to try to do that. You can click through at stevequayle.com. Click through on that banner. Now, I will tell you also is that 2007, back in that time period, that when the River Pirates saw this van, there were Chinese soldiers in high and tight hair, the whole nine yards, in civilian clothes, and the officers were bringing them little sack lunches. I don't know if it was from McDonald's or where it was from, a restaurant nearby. And they were all sitting in the back of the van with the back doors open, and they were handing them little bags in or hamburgers or whatever they were eating. All right? And so the old River Pirate, he gave them the hard eyeball because he knew what they were and who they were. So he goes in to check in. And they go in and get their room number and everything, and they go up the elevator and go up there. And when they get up there, here's this tough-looking red Chinese, tough military, like security guy, or, you know, the tough guy, the fighter, you know, the tough sergeant, you know, or the corporal that's ready to go at all times, you see, with the martial arts and the ha-ka-ka, the kung fu and chop suey and the whole nine yards. Well, he's standing very near to where the room is that the River Pirate and his wife are going to check into. So the River Pirate puts his wife back behind her and gives her the key to get ready to get in the room. And then he walks towards this old Chinese boy. And there's an age difference, of course. One guy is a very fit military man. The other man is an old seasoned veteran of the U.S. Navy. And had been in every port from here to Shanghai also. And Port Said, and this one, that one, and the other one. All right? And had been a few places that nobody even knows about. And he was on the ship to start of the Vietnam War. All right? That was involved in it. Which, by the way, when that ship, the Maddox, took stay behind infiltrators of U.S. Chinese descent who were agents of the U.S. military that took them up rivers into China, and then they were coming out, they got caught in the old Arc 30, dropping them off, or after they dropped them off, then the Red Chinese told the Vietnamese to chase them. And that's when the thing started. So we're talking about a man with wherewithal in his gut and toughness. So he eyeballed the Red Chinese guy who kind of was surprised at that. He figured that he would scare this individual. So when he found out that this individual wasn't going to run, that he was made out of, you know, old hemp rope and old iron chain, you know? that he had salt encrusted deep into his skin, and he had operated on coffee that would, scald a cat's butt, and had drank it for years, that he was ready to go. Well, the red Chinese security man skedaddled. But if you remember back when I told you the story, they went home the next day, and at that point, they started getting sick. And they got an upper respiratory infection. An upper respiratory infection that put River Pirate into the hospital. So the Chinese must have dusted or squirted some juice on their car handles or on the doors or wherever they were at, maybe into the vehicle itself, through a window membrane or something like that. So they got an upper respiratory infection in the middle of summer, all right, not winter, that lasted about 6 to 8 weeks and threw the River Pirate into the hospital. It was so severe. Well, come to find out, after that time period there in Kentucky, Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, if you go back and look, and there from then on, there was different times for over a year, two or three, that bats were dying of a weird SARS-like ailment in the caves in Kentucky, Tennessee, you know what I'm saying, Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, the mountain states where they have a lot of caves. Well, what were the red Chinese doing there? And then also that time period, why was it that there were envoys or red Chinese landing, at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base? And that's when Wright-Pat, in that time period, had a female general commanding it who was a lesbian who had a wife, okay? And they gave nice big dinners to these red Chinese coming over, military coming over. And then you recall, we also talked about the red Chinese, Beijing University, establishing a university outpost, so to speak, in Dayton, Ohio. And that they had been named as designated by people in government, which by then were getting at the end of the Bush administration and into the Obama administration. You see, you got to remember that the first ambassador to Red China and his family owned a lot of factories, co-owned a lot of factories there, and also a brother, I believe, that owned Shanghai Country Club, a large portion of it, was the Bush family, the Arbustos. And consequently, with the red Chinese that being brought in, and then they were made, get this, partners in the cyber warfare world of the anti-cyber attacks partners of the United States government. Well, not long after that, because the U.S. Cyber Command was in there and around Wright-Pat, wasn't it, the military? But right after that, you see, it wasn't too long after that that all of the records of the United States government employees, including all of the people in the spy world, in the agency world, even the FBI, you see, and all the so-called smart boys, and all the NOCs, not official cover, all the NOCs, and all of the people in the military, in the briar patches, and in the regular military, all of the information in your personnel files and jackets became property of the Red Chinese because they hacked it and stole it all, including all of your medical records and including all of the above top secret records in your jacket of the missions you went on, where you were, and all the different stuff. how much napalm you dropped or how many babies you skewered or whatever it was you did in times of war and in times of covert war. Well, they got it all. So I'm telling you, there's been at war since the 2005 report, but the enemy was allowed in through the gates. So isn't that an interesting little history? And then we go on and we go on to a period where we had a swine flu and like a bird flu that they were worried about them matching up and recombination that would create a hemorrhagic flu that would create what's called the cytokine storm to make your body attack itself as the foreign invader and then to create Ebola-like, hemorrhagic-like things and flu that would cause people's body and lungs to be consumed and that you would bleed out of every orifice. And it was going to be similar to back then, the Spanish flu that was brought back and came back to where? To the Big Run One's base in Kansas. Junction City, Kansas. Big Red One Infantry Division. So, back then, guys coming back from the World War One had brought back the Spanish flu, and then we had an outbreak, and we had a worldwide pandemic that killed, they estimate maybe 100 million, some say 50 million, others say 100 million, others say 150 million people. All I know is that I've seen the pictures of it, and you want to talk about mask wearing and all the stuff. And you see all the pictures. Look up, go up online and look for pictures or like a pictorial history of the Spanish flu. Spanish influenza outbreak, 1918. And you go back and look at that stuff, you can't believe it. Because you're seeing back then what you're seeing now, basically in a sense. You know, in China, you're seeing, you know, entire police forces, in their, you know, proper hats with the billy club and the six shooters and the whole bit with the surgical masks on. You're seeing all kind of stuff at activities at military bases, et cetera. And then whole wards of people that are sick and dying. So ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to say to you is this stuff is getting to be very serious. And there's a history of it. There's a history of what's going on and this has been going on. Now, last night, I talked to you about a report apparently that was put out by Hal Turner. And I was read it over the telephone, so I didn't get the gist of it. And quite frankly, it was quite discerning. It was about next Thursday. And the report about next Thursday was such that you were not to send your kids to school, that you better have all your preps done by next Thursday. And the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, is that I don't know if that's true. It was from Hal's sources, and he was not sure whether it was the coronavirus or whether it might be an attack by in the Middle East, a war, or whether it was something to do where the Red Chinese might attack the United States. He was not sure, and his sources did not tell him. So I finally did track down the report. It's basically, as I told you, and many people have seen it and read it, and I don't have any further data about it. I've got a lot of people asking into it and trying to find out people in the intelligence world, people in military, and also in the peace officer and law enforcement world, trying to find more out about it. But it looks like with 10 cities now in Italy locking themselves down because of the corona and all of the new reports, I got new reports of more coming in California. We got the ones that came in and they flew them into Nebraska. And this is being spread around by Fauci, Sedlak, et al., and all of the HHS, CDC, and the NIH. People trying to put it together. And instead of quarantining in one or two spots, they're guaranteeing the spread around. And I think that's an evil thing. So, let's just see here, ladies and gentlemen, you know. Let's see if I can find what we're looking for here. Okay. Let's see. Okay, let's see where we're at here. So I've got it right here. All right, so all right, this is what Hal Turner put out. And he says, urgent covert intel, the SHTF on, be prepped by that date. And he says, okay, folks, I just got told by multiple sources, and I'm putting this out as a watchman, because this was sent to me by a number of people. So just got told by multiple sources inside government in the USA that the you-know-what's going to hit the fan on. I was told keep your kids at home from school that day, and everyone had better have all their preps and all their bug-out plans ready by the day before. Next Thursday, February 27th, is the date I was told that the stuff is going to hit the fan, the merda. I was not told, he says, that this is related to the coronavirus, although he said I personally believe it. That's what Hal said. And it may also involve war in the Middle East, but that does not fit with the advice to keep your kids home from school that day and have your preps ready by the day before. Well, it might if there's going to be an EMP hit by Russia, the coronavirus, or by Red China or whoever. The coronavirus being uncontainable, however, does fit the advice. On the far end of the radar, it could be an attack by the U.S. upon the U.S. by China if they decide that their viral outbreak is our fault. But to me, that's too far-fetched to be considered. No, they know who did it. They know who did it. And this thing is a sordid covert war going back and forth. After this thing really broke wide open and stuff, and the information started coming out that it wasn't about the Wuhan market, live market, or, you know, wild animal market so much as it was the Wuhan viral, you know, market out of the P4, level 4 lab. And what I think still happened is this. The Luciferians said, well, let's, you know, it's all fine and good. Let's take this population of the world down to 500 million like the Georgia Guidestones and old Thomas Malthus reporting to the Queenie and the Rothschilds and the Bank of England said. But let's make the Red Chinese go first is what somebody in the United States said, or somebody in MI6 said, or the CIA said, you see. Because they work for the major bankers and the royal families and the Luciferians at the top slot. And then you got some cowboys on the inside that run their own game. But ladies and gentlemen, here's what he's saying. He's saying that that doesn't fit, but I say that that does possibly fit. So anyway, he says, I'm passing along what I've been told because it came unsolicited. From several intel colleagues, some still in government, and there was discernible urgency in their voices. Whatever it is going to be, it sounds bad. And then he says, reiterate, have all your preps ready by next Wednesday, February 26th, because, let's see here, because the, you know what's going to hit the fan on Thursday the 27th. This is more info if I get it. Now, I don't know what it is, but that's what was sent to me after I had it read to me. I thought it was important enough to get the word out as best I could as a watchman after having heard it to let you decide. Now, if you think about it, it could be something to do with the end of the month and the end of the quarter. And it could be that earnings reports of corporations and things are going to be coming out, like Apple and various ones. And it could be, as some of the people in the know in the financial world have said, that this might cost the world economy over $1 trillion. You know, right now, this year, right in this time period. Whereas Larry Kudlow, working for the President Trump, has said, well, this is not an American problem. This is a Chinese problem. Well, it's fast becoming something else. And I maintain, allegedly, in my opinion, it's because instead of putting quarantined people into one or two spots in the United States, they're spreading them around to 11 or 12 different military bases. And now you've got all these, instead of originally 4 or 5 airports, now they're testing 11 and everybody is coming in. And then we have reports today also of Wuhan coronavirus people, a guy who was cured of it, who got rid of all the symptoms, and he basically was healed up, and he left. He caught it again within 10 days just by going outside and going home to where he was at. So this stuff is insidious. This stuff stays on surfaces regardless of what Fauci said, or that they've got to study it in Hamilton, Montana. See how long it stays on stainless steel or this counter or that counter. And, of course, they told you not to get masks or protective gear because, you know, Dr. Cadillac of the HHS, Assistant Secretary of it, he says, well, then you're denying that. You're basically, in a sense, telling you you're hoarding and you're mean people from taking away from the doctors, and nurses are going to be the ones to take care of you. There ain't enough beds, Cadillac. So people are going to have to fend for themselves or get caught up in the grinder. And therein lies a rub on the grinder. NORTHCOM has already put out the word. They've already given the orders for all the military to prepare. And when we say that, you remember old brother Greg Evenson, who actually helped to participate when he was a high-level state trooper, very highly decorated, and with also his doctoral thesis in some of this work to try to help prepare America in case of a nuclear war, that he helped create a plan. And Greg, we sat right here on air one night, and he said, Hawk, I helped to devise the plan for shutting down Kansas City. He said, if you're going to get out of a city, you better get out of it within 20 or 30 minutes. After that, it's all over and done. It's shut down. And that was years ago. And that's when we still had a lot more good guys in the military and a lot more good guys in the peace officer and police world. And when people had higher IQs, you see, and better education and more a sense of history. So what I'm trying to say is this. I don't know if this coming Thursday is going to happen or not. I've got it right now at about 55-45, maybe 60-40, that the potential for something big to go down could go down. You need to take it to the Lord in prayer. I've given you the information. as best I can. And thanks to those who sent in the information to me about what it was. Now, if you look at these upcoming end of quarter, and what do we see? We see apparently some bank runs and things starting again in China. Now, a lot of this started back probably when the coronavirus is really starting to hit, more back in October, November of 2019. And as the bad loans and all the stuff started impinging on the banks, when President Trump made sure that you're trying to be protected here, and that our labor force, the jobs are here in the United States, and those that were taken and given to the Red Chinese for low wages, years and years ago, will not be stealing yours. You need to prepare, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get, if you can, after praying to the Lord and taking to him in prayer about this coming Thursday. Because I can't tell you definitively that it won't happen, nor can I say and guarantee Hawk said, no, don't say that. This was sources that told Hal Turner, and I'm reiterating what I was told about his report. So if there are bank runs really running in China again, like they were in last fall, and we also know that there's massive bank liquidity problems in the United States, and that the Fed has been putting in billions and billions in the repo market. They've been buying the bonds, you see, because nobody wants the bonds, the American bonds. And the Red Chinese have been dumping the bonds heavy for over a year. And particularly they started dumping bonds whenever their banks started having problems. Because the Red Chinese economy has been getting a minimum of 10% growth in the entire GDP every single stinking year. We've been giving them millions of jobs and factories all this time, which used to be over here and could have stayed here. But you see, the corporations said, well, we got a billion people in China, now a billion and a half. Maybe they're going to only be 500 million over there. Who knows? But ladies and gentlemen, you'd better get N95 mask, N100 mask, if you can get a Tyvek F suit or better, if you can put back food. At this stage of the game, I'm not telling you that you should order up food off of Amazon or whatever. You maybe want to go and get canned goods at your grocery store, whatever your regular chain stores locally that you got, or Costco or Sam's or whatever, and go out and buy basic foods that you will eat. And so, if you get foods that already have the moisture content in them, like a Progresso or a Chunky Soup, instead of the ones where you got to add the water, because if you add the water, that means you've got to purify the water. Because if there's a problem with coronavirus, it may get into the water supply. Then what do you do when you got to take a shower, you see? And all these kind of questions. Well, we got no update, but we do have another report by Hal about the bank runs in China. And I believe that there probably are some, although I can't find a lot more information other than it started last fall. But you might want to take out a few $1,000 if you got it, or $100 or $50 or whatever you got left in the old bank account, and put it at home and keep it in your pocket and wallet for survival purposes. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, you got a scenario where if something does happen, and let's say what it could be, maybe they blow the stock market out next week. Maybe they blow the stock market out next week on the reports of the new first quarter reports And maybe that causes, because of a vast collapse, which I don't know that that's going to happen, but it could possibly if the numbers were bad enough, or if you would see that there's a lot more people inside the United States with the corona. Maybe new numbers are going to come out about the U.S. Or maybe some that they thought didn't have it didn't get it. Or that the test they were given in the 14 days was not enough lead time. It should have been 24 days instead of 10 or 14 days for the incubation. Then we also know you could not show symptoms, but you can be shedding and passing the disease. So you better get some money out. You better go to the grocery store. If you haven't cleaned your firearm, you might want to clean your firearm and go and get some additional ammunition. N95, N100 masks, Tyvek F suits are better. You might find some of them locally, too. Mr. S in New York, he was able to go to Walmart and find three boxes of 10 of N95 masks. They were about $23-24 a box. So he took all they had. Because he has a family, and if you're going to wear one a day or whatever, you better have them. If you can find these, go find them. Don't go in to their Luciferian knife down a fight. Go out and prepare while you can. Get some money. Go get some food. Get some of these masks if you can at all. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike the globe against the Luciferian. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey, the pool, Mickey, it's going to come a time. The word. God, yeah, Mickey, just me. I don't know what's going to go down, ladies and gentlemen, but you got a few days to prepare. Hey, Lord Jesus, protect you against all evil. Hey, provide you super abundance so that you can give what you need. Don't have the wherewithal, ask the Lord Jesus. Good night, gentlemen.